yan bingelela nonke konala nelalele ngimsakazo noma nibuke emakakasini nangendlela zonke enilalele ngayo.
I greet all of you, whether you are present here in the auditorium or whether you are listening from somewhere where you're tuning into the service.
Ate sagcina ukubala ekhaya sivamise ukuphuma sihambele amagantsheni hlangene amabandla ngamabandla sibona uNkulunkulu futhi esebenza.
I haven't been here for quite a few Sundays, usually going out to the various branches, sometimes where different branches gather together for a combined service, and we've really seen God at work.
Lapho sibuya simxoxela umfundisi ukuthi hey sambe kanje umfundisi stekeni ayisibone jabula kakhulu noma sithi siye eKingsleaf noma siye la sibonge kakhulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu esamgcinile umsebenzi usaqhubeka.
And we come back and then we share with Reverend Stegan how it went, and he's always very happy to hear how God's work is continuing and progressing.
Simbona uNkulunkulu esebenza ngenye indlela ngoba lokhu nathi sakufica nje ngendlela ngo-1963 simbona ehambela amagantsha ngamagantsha ehloma amatende nathi sangena kulokho namanje kusaqhubeka njoba esaphile esadlantamfana.
And we're so grateful that we can be part of that work because that's what we saw Reverend Stegan doing. He visited different congregations in the early days, 1963 and so on, and pitched tents in those areas and would hold services. And now we can do the same during this time, and it's wonderful that he can also still experience that while he's still alive.
Ngikhohlwa ngelanga esihambisa esibeka nje ibangane ejayi seningayihambela ke ngenyawo ngelinye ilanga waphelela upetrol endleleni.
And I remember once we went somewhere and then Reverend Stegan's car ran out of fuel.
Awemva kwalokho wathi hamba uyongifunela upetrol, ngahamba ngenyawo ngabuya nawo ngamnika upetrol wajabula kakhulu.
And then he sent me on foot. He said, please go and fetch some petrol, which I then did. We poured it into the vehicle and he was so grateful.
And
you know, in those days, there weren't much funds available, and Reverend Stegan did everything by faith, just trusting the Lord that he would have enough fuel to go where he needed to go and come back again. And it was wonderful on that day that I was there to assist him to go and fetch petrol. Otherwise, he would have been all alone and stranded. One day, we were five together in the vehicle, and then he went and he bought some meat for 1 rand. We were at Maphumulo, not in a vehicle. And so he went and he bought meat to the value of 1 rand.
Why yours?
And he fried that meat.
Wazam kutaqobela lelabo pisana lezi labo lezi cucu bekuncane iqatha ngeqatha leqatha ukuthi sikwazi kwenela.
So he took that one piece of meat which he had and he chopped it up into small pieces so that each of us could at least get the taste of meat.
Now, those of you
who have been with him, when he would share like that, would know how he would do it. He'd cut it, take it with the tip of the knife, stab it, and then offer it to you, and you would take it and eat it. You know, we so appreciated that. The way that he was so, so sharing in everything and so generous that with that little bit that he had, that he shared that as well. He took that 1 rand which he'd still had with him. It was still paper money in those days. He went and he bought that meat and he shared it with all of us so that we, at least we could have the taste of meat.
Anazi ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi ngenkathi kuthandazela imvuselelo noma kwehla imvuselelo wasidla isinkwa netiye ekseni emini ntambama.
You know, in those days when we sought the Lord for revival and God came down in his revival power, in those days I would have my breakfast, lunch and supper would be bread and tea.
Leso sinkwa sasidla nje singafakwe lutho kodwa kumnandi lokho nje ukuthi silisinkwa ekseni emini ntambama.
And that would be our meals. And we didn't have anything to put onto the bread, no butter or anything else. We would just have it like that, but we were thankful that we had bread and tea.
Ngoba kwangeke ukuthi uzowathatha amandla ukuphekela abantu inyama ne-rice noma inyama hlobo zonke zokudla, kodwa ayinamandla nakho nje kwakuthi nje akwazi ukuthi esenzele isinkwa netiye esiphuze kanjalo kokunye umbhubhudlo.
And so he didn't have funds to buy meat and rice and all of that. All that he could attain to was that we could have bread and tea. And sometimes...
Mbubudlo,
that is when you take sugar water. You just have sugar water, water with sugar added to it. And that's how we lived.
And
eventually it got difficult for me because at home that's not what we ate, and now there with him that's all that we had, bread and tea and sugar water. And God worked in an amazing way in those days. God came down in revival. God worked in an amazing way. And then we moved from Apumulo to here. And when we got here we only had samp and beans. And sometimes puttu and beans. That was all, that was our staple diet.
God uNkulunkulu ewuthanda lo msebenzi, uqhuba lo msebenzi.
But God, who loved and blessed this work, just see how it went and what he has blessed us with today.
In those
days, we were only six together with him, and we never imagined with our wildest dreams that things could grow like this, and that the work could grow to such an extent as it has.
I figure he said, Helen, kwakukhona kwakutho Helen antu Mrs. Blatt, ningamniki undodana inkobe, kanti hawa akazi ukuthi usezwayijwayela inkobe now siyazidla futhi.
And so Reverend Stegan's father would come and speak to one of the co-workers, Mrs. Helen, and he would say to her, Helen, don't give my son don't give him mealies on the cob, just those white mealies on the cob. And he didn't realize, well, that's what he had already grown used
to.
And you know where it all began? God's working and the revival. God had taken Reverend Stegan and put him through his mill. He wrung him. He dealt with him like you deal with leather and skin and made it soft. And you hear him when he testifies of it from himself how God dealt with him.
Namhlanje athe khuluma simlalele futhi ethi angifuni mase ngithatha ukholwa ngidlale ngevangeli ngifuna ukuthi mase ngikholwa khola ukholo kuyikho ngempela.
And God took out all the starch of being a white man, and you would hear him saying, I don't want to play church like I see other people playing church. I want to be busy with the real thing.
Sasibonela nathi guquka eshintshe eshintsha phakathi kwethu sambona uNkulunkulu emvova kanti umvovela ukuthi kuzobe khona imvuselelo kuzobe khona uNkulunkulu amsebenzise.
And we even experienced the transformation taking place in his life, and we observed it, how God was busy changing him, transforming him, sifting him, and purifying him, and make him a vessel through which God could work to bring about revival.
And
often other ministers would say, what can we do to also experience revival? And we'd say, brothers, you don't know how much it costs and what it will cost you to seek and to find revival.
Manje nawe ke mntwana kaNkuluNkulu mayifuna ukufuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu akusebenzise kufanele ukuthi aguqule ushintshe ube isidalwa esisha.
And you too, if you desire God to use you and to work through you, allow God to change you and to renew you completely.
IBhayibheli bazalwane alibe ukudla kwethu libe isinkwa sethu esiphila ngaso namhlanje.
And brethren, make the Bible to be your daily food, your daily bread. Live by the word of God.
Uma ngaya ngami ngathi ungalali lingashoni iBhayibheli ungalifundile ngoba ilona sinkwa lonokudla komphefumulo.
And if I could have my way, I would say, don't put your bed or your head on your pillow and go to bed without having read God's word, because that is our food. That should be our daily bread.
Kodwa mawuthi uyalifunda ungezwa lutho, kungakuhle ukuthi ubonene nabantu bekukhulekise ngoba abanye banenkinga mabelifunda iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu akakhulumi na.
And if you read God's word and it means nothing to you, it's like a dead book, then go to somebody and ask them to pray with you, because that's the problem that some people have. They say they read God's word and they don't get anything out of it. And to pray is vital. You can get married, have children, and you can pray with them, but there is that time where you've got to pray alone, where you yourself wrestle with God.
And
where you close the door and you lock the door and you're all on your own in that room with your Bible before God in prayer and seeking God to speak to you. Daniel prayed 3 times a day.
And
he confessed his sin, not only his own sin, also the sins of his forefathers and the sins of his nation.
And
now, brethren, the confession of sin isn't a special doctrine that just belongs to certain denominations and churches. No, confession of sin is biblical. It's a biblical teaching. Now let me tell you a secret. In those days when we sought God, we wouldn't be able to sleep without having searched ourselves before God. Haven't I perhaps in any way this day sinned against God or sinned against anyone.
uNkulunkulu akhulume nanga ukuthi awukwazi ukulala ubona ngathi uzokufa ungayanga ungalungisanga lento. Abanye bevusa umfundisi bathi hayi sicela usithathe ngemoto shone emlaza sishonele shonele uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nathi.
And you would feel like you would be doomed and damned forever if you'd go to sleep now without having confessed the sin and making it right. And sometimes some would wake up the minister, Reverend Stegan, in the middle of the night and say, please take me to Durban, to Mlazi, take me to that place or that place. I've got to make this right, otherwise I'll be condemned.
Laba sebe utholile umoya ingcwele, kusenjalo yini empilweni yakho. Uyakwazi ukuthi ulale, uyakwazi ukuthi uvuke, uhlale nalento umcimi unembeza.
Now, how is it with you who've received the Holy Spirit? Can you go to bed? Can you sleep a peaceful sleep at night whilst knowing there's something between you and God that you've got to put right?
uNkulunkulu mase khuluma nawe ngisho enganeni uzothi ngiyaxolisa. Awuzukuyibona thawu ngisho kubalutho. Ngisho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe uzothi mkami xolele ngibe ungafanele ngisho kanye. uNkulunkulu yena indlela asebenza ngayo.
And if God convicts you, then you don't think about your dignity or your status. You'll even go to a child and say, please forgive me. You'll even go to your wife and say, my wife, forgive me. I shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have done that. Now, I could say much more, but that was just, by the way, as an introduction. Let's now turn to God's word.
I'll pin the standards.
Shall we pray once again?
Oh
God, you are seated on your throne. You created the heavens and the earth. And we invite you, Lord, to be in our midst. May we hear your speaking, O God.
Amen.
Amen.
So fundala is a slugwe zimbili, kwabase Korinte bokuqala, no Timotheu wesibili.
So we're going to read from two passages, 1 Corinthians and 2 Timothy.
Sizoqala la evesini leshumi nesiyagalolunye. Timotheu wesibili, ivesi leshumi nesiyagalolunye. Timotheu.
We'll read first from 2 Timothy and then from verse 19.
Litigela nokho isekelo esiqinileyo sikaNkulunkulu simi sinalolupha lokuthi inkosi iyabaza bangabayo nokuthi yilo nalo ophathe igama likaKristu makadede kukho ukungalungi.
That's 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity.
Verse 22, Kepha balekela izinkaneko zobusha, ujonge ukulunga, nokholwa, nothando, nokuthula kanye, nokukhuleka enkosini ngenhliziyo ehlambulukileyo.
Verse 22, so flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
Kepha ukuphikisana kobula nobungazi ukunqabe uwazi okufanele ukulwa kodwa mayibe mnene kubo bonke isu lokufundisa ubekezela.
Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil.
So, kinalapo.
We'll end reading there.
So, no, ifundela ke nani masenisendlini.
And now you can also read it again and continue when you at home.
Kodwa indaba la ijulela ukuthi nokho isekelo esiqinileyo esiqinileyo sikaNkulunkulu simi sinalo luphawu lokuthi inkosi iyabaza bangabayo.
And the crux of the matter that I want to talk about is in verse 19. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are his.
Bazalwane kumele ukuthi ukholwa kwethu kube sesekelweni esiqinileyo.
Brethren, our faith needs to be based on a firm foundation.
Uma kungekho esekelweni esiqinileyo uyabonakala ukuthi uliphatha ngeze igama lenkosi.
And if your faith is not on that firm foundation, it will be obvious in your life that you are taking God's name in vain.
Ngoba lithi la uNkulunkulu uyabazi abangabakhe.
For this word says God knows those who are his.
Alisa nangesiNgisi lisho njalo lithi the Lord knows those who are his. Yayibona leyo ndaba ukuthi nangesiNgisi likubeka ngokufanayo.
And in the English and the Zulu, it's saying the same thing.
Uthi nawe ngabe uyayibuza yini mangangena ngene kuloko ngalo ngishona le ukuthi uyayibuza yini nawe ukuthi ungowakhe yini uNkulunkulu na uma ngampela usangabaza ngabe wakhele kukho yini lesi sisekelo esiqinileyo na.
Now without beating about the bush, let me ask you, are you assured of the fact that you belong to the Lord? And if you still have any doubts concerning that, then let me ask you, are you building on that firm foundation?
Njoba silana nje sazana ukuthi singabantwana baNkulunkulu sesiyamukela inkosi. Kodwa uJesu yena uqobo lwakhe noNkulunkulu uyabazi abangabakhe.
Now as we are here, we see each other as believers, as children of God. But God knows the truth. He knows those who belong to him.
Manje ubazi ngani abangabakhe?
How does he know those who belong to him?
Ngokudeda kokubi.
By this that they depart from evil.
Nizile nina abantu abasha ukuthi kepha balekela izinkanuko zobusha ujonga ukulunga.
Now have you heard this, young people, where it says, flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness?
Abantu abasha namhlanje babasele ngomlilo weinkanuko.
Oh, young people today are inflamed with youthful lusts that are burning in their members.
Balekela iselfoni yakho mayibona ukuthi isikhobekise endleleni kaNkulunkulu. Thatha le cellphone uthi bazali, gcineni le cellphone, ngiyabona ukuthi izinto ayihambi kahle manje empilweni yami.
Flee from that which you find on your cell phone and that which is causing you to stumble. And if you realize it's a stumbling block, take that cell phone, give it to your parents and say, keep it for me because I realize it's causing things to go wrong in my life.
Paul usho njalo uthi Timothy ubalekele inkanuko zabasha. Nathi mawubona ukuthi lento iyakuhlupha ilungile ibalekele uhlukane nayo.
Paul says, flee youthful passions. And if you see those passions are a problem in your life, you've got to flee from them.
Wobe yabona ukuthi lento ayikhulisi ngokomoya, phupha amaphupha ngasilo yacindezeleka noma sekuhlile, balekela ke lezo zinto, shiya phansi lento ebonayo ukuthi ihlukanisa noNkulunkulu.
And you know that which you're looking at and that which you're using, it's not causing you any growth in your spiritual life. Instead, it's causing you to have bad, evil, filthy dreams and you are getting depressed because of those things. So flee from those things.
Ngalokho uba nokuthula ngaphakathi enhlizweni ngoba ngisho nabadala abagqilazekile ama cellphone abagqilazile ngenye indlela.
And then you'll have peace in your heart. Even older people, even mature people have this problem where their cell phone is a problem in their life and they look at things they shouldn't be looking at.
Uyazi umuntu ogqilazekile ubuhlangana nayo uyambona nje ukuthi lo muntu unento, uyabona nje ubuso bakhe, ngoba uma ufunda ubuso bakhe uyambona nje lo muntu ogqilazekile.
And they are addicted and they are enslaved by these things and you can see it on a person's, the expression of their face. This person is bound by these things.
Ake nitshele nini nishumayela ivangeli nani niculayo. Ukushumayela nokucula akuyona isambulela ukuthi uzovuka ngakho ukuthi ngoba ngiyacula ngoba ngiyashumayela. Cha, balekela izono udede kokubi.
Now let me tell this to you who are preachers, preaching and singing in a choir, church choir. Don't think that's like an umbrella that you can use to ward off everything. No, you too need to flee from those evil passions.
Isekelo esiqinileyo sinalolu phawu lokuthi sideta kokubi uma sesihlangene noJesu.
And this firm foundation bears the seal that everyone who names the name of the Lord departs from iniquity.
Manje mawena usadla izono uthi usesisekelo nokuyisona sona na.
Now, if you are still living in sin, tell me, are you on this firm foundation?
Ukuleso sisekelo uyisona sona na.
Are you on the true foundation?
Ngoba mawukholwa kufanele uguquke lisho njalo wabase Roma 2 wabase Roma 12 verse 2 ukuthi kufanele ukuthi uguqulwe ngisho inqondo yakho ibentsha.
Because if you believe, your life will be transformed. And according to Romans chapter 12 verse 2, you will be changed by the renewal of your mind. Now, young person, why then is your mind so dirty? Why does your mind not change and be renewed? Because you've received Jesus. Let me ask you, is your faith on the true foundation? No, you're building next to the foundation. And if you build your house on the edge of a cliff, let me tell you, that house will fall down that cliff and be smashed to smithereens. Why are you troubled by evil spirits and by evil desires whilst you call yourself a child of God? And it says, this firm foundation stands, bearing this seal, that those who name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. So why then does sin still reign in your life and you say you're on the foundation? Now you'll get the answer today. That the fact that you are troubled by this evil eye, the fact that you are troubled by those desires, is because you haven't yet built on the true foundation. The MC said, young people, you need to honor your parents. Somebody would say, you know, if my mother would send me anywhere, I just get upset and irritated. And I'd say, do you have Jesus if you get upset when you're sent by your parent? Aren't you happy by the fact that whilst my mother is still alive, she sends me and she feels that she can trust me and that she sends me? Young people today, they get upset when their parents send them on an errand and ask them to do something and they've got a long coffee pot face. Let me ask you, where is Jesus?
Wathi umfundisi ngo 1965 omnye umfundisi eshumayela kwamaphumulo.
And Reverend Segan said, it was another minister who preached in 1965 at Maphumulo.
Wasiphathele igabhi ibhodlela linamanzi ngeke ngisho la.
And then he brought a bottle that was full of water.
Manje amanzi la ingxenye yawo half wayo la kwakunesihlabathi phakathi.
And there was some sand and soil and mud in the water.
Wathi uyabona la manzi manje mangathi aphuzeni.
But the top part was clear. So he would say, you know, if I'd give you this to drink now, all of you would be willing to drink it. And then he shook that bottle and he said, would you still be willing to drink it? And we said, no. And he said, that's what it's like when there is still sin that is lurking in the bottom of a person's heart. When that person gets shaken up, then all the lust, all the stubbornness, all the irritability, all of that comes to the fore. Why is it when your father, mother, or somebody older sends you that you get irritated?
Kanti iBhayibheli lithi hlonipha uma wakho uma esemdala.
And the Bible says honor your mother when she's old.
Uma ngesikhathi uma wami ubaba wami seshonile sengisele noma.
After my father had passed away and I remained with my mother, I prayed. That my mother would never be able to say, my son no longer respected and honored me because my husband has passed away.
Waze wahamba umama engakaze alikhiphe igama ukuthi asangihloniphi ngoba ubaba wakhe esengasekho.
And until she passed away, she never said that my son stopped respecting me because my husband was no longer there.
Ngayicelela uNkulunkulu wathi ngiyafisa ukuthi ngimhloniphe uma wami angalikhiphi leli gama ukuthi manje awusangihloniphi mntanami ngoba ubaba wakhe esengasekho.
And I prayed in my heart, that was my prayer, that you would never say that you are no longer respecting me, my son, because your father is no longer there. Because the Bible says, honor your father and mother, that your days may be lengthened. So may God help you and have mercy on you. Don't look down on your parents and despise them. Maybe you're educated. They're not as educated as you are. Now you look down upon them. Your days will never be lengthened.
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10.
So let's go to First Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 10. Let's hear what Paul says about this foundation here in verse
10.
So we'll hear that these two passages support each other. And the heading in the Zulu Bible says, building on the true foundation.
Now,
after this message, you've got to ask yourself, you've got to examine yourself, have I built upon the true foundation? Yes, you're a child of God. You've received the Lord long ago into your life. But now we've received this word that there is a foundation on which we are required to build. Maybe you've even discovered in your life, yes, I'm a believer, but I don't think I've built on that foundation. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. Verse 11, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Verse 13,
verse 13, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, Because it will be revealed by a fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done.
Umsebenzi womuntu owakhile kuso umi uyakumukela umvuzo.
If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward.
Umsebenzi womuntu usha uyakulahlekelwa yiwo.
But if anyone's work is burnt up, he will suffer loss.
Manje sithola into esimanga ke la ukuthi umsebenzi walo nalo usazovivinywa ngomlilo uma usha.
And here we find an amazing truth that each one's work will still be tested by fire, and the fire will determine whether that work survives or whether it's consumed. For you know, in Revelation 20, verse 11, it says that young and old will still be judged according to their deeds. The books will be opened, and each one will be judged according to their deeds. We will still be judged according to our works and deeds, and if they are evil, we'll be cast into the lake of fire. And here we find an amazing thing where Paul says, according to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation. Now, in English, it doesn't say like a doctor.
We are born in
Now, if I go to Hillcrest and I go to a traditional healer and I go there for him to heal me, you would say that person is not a
believer.
Now, that's just because of terminology. There's a confusion of terminology. Because today, the word that we use for a doctor, in Zulu, there's a different word. There's a traditional word, and then there's the word which comes from English, which you say doctor.
Abantu namhlanje mangathi njabe ngiyenyangena ngihambe kahle impela ifika inyanga yangijoba uthawu nenyanga ziyajoba cha empeleni iBhayibheli alikwazi ukusho ukuthi njengodokotela yabona nje khona ba othisha la manga nanga othisha ngamba othisha ngamba othisha la mangase nje ngibhala I composition ngibhala indaba ngizothi ngihambile ngaya kwa dokotela awu ungathola nje 1 out of 10.
Now you know it's because of using the correct Zulu language. If you use some words coming out of English, and you use those words in your composition. If I would write a composition, I say, I went to the doctor and I used the English word, I'd get 1 out of 10.
Kodwa uma ngabe ngibhala isiZulu ngizothi ngiyile enyangeni yanginyanga. Kodwa uma ngingakhuluma namakholo anamhlanje, sebengathi ngiwile, kanti cha, isiZulu ukuthi inyanga, uma uthi udokotela, isiBhunu leso, noma doctor isiNgisi leso, manje sifaka
And so when it uses, because in the Zulu translation, here where it speaks about a master builder, it, for that master, it uses the word inyanga. Now that can be misinterpreted. It's not referring to a traditional healer. It's referring to a person who's a skilled master person in that which he does.
Manje la uthi Pauli njengochwepheshe, njengomuntu ohlakaniphile, angawuthola lo Musa ngaya ngabeka isekelo senkosi uJesu Kristu okuyisona sona.
So to explain that properly, it means it's an expert in doing what he's doing. Like an expert, he laid that foundation.
Ngisho ecilongweni ikhona icilongo liculayo ukuthi inyanga enkulu engujesu iyona ekwazi ukusindisa.
Because there's even a song and the icilongo, where it speaks about the great healer, Jesus, and it uses the Zulu word inyanga.
Manje ke asikwazi ukuthi awu masculine local squash, which in young, which is to say young, car is so, which is mounting in Gangabona in young, I got funny at ten. No, I'm telling you something, funny at ten, say young, car, is boneless with doctor.
So that is the Zulu word for doctor, but you wouldn't say, if you would say today, Nyanga van Eden, they would say, my, what's happened to him? Has he now become a traditional healer? But that actually is the meaning, because doctor is a word or term that comes out of English.
So I
just wanted to clarify that for anybody who may have a misunderstanding when this term is used in the Zulu translation, that what its real meaning is.
And so
when Paul refers to himself in the Zulu translation here as a Nyanga, he's not referring to himself as a traditional healer. He's referring to himself in the way that the translators wrote it, as an expert builder, like you get an expert in medicine, in various branches of medicine.
So he
says, according to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it.
And
on this foundation, brethren, that has been laid, Jesus Christ, let everyone take care how they build upon it.
We read
there in Timothy where Paul said that this firm foundation has the seal upon it, that everyone who names the name of Christ should depart from iniquity. And you have to ask yourself, you are living with God's people. Are you not perhaps demolishing and breaking down this foundation?
And
you see from young men and young women, their appearance and their dress, whether they are building on the true foundation or not.
I listen, don't believe.
Not just those cheap girls.
Listen, don't believe. Going to be sending at his shanty.
Not those girls that wear dresses that sweep the floor.
Oba kona banya masebe kuli lubontai sebe kuli leman sebe koga jongo makuti.
Now you see those that are mature, when they are older, they married, they get dressed like a married woman
should.
And so they wear dresses that are longer. But if you get a young girl wearing dresses that go right down, and then you say, but why does she wear those kind of dresses? Is she trying to hide the fact that she's lost her virginity?
And you
know, if you tell such a person, turn around, face the other way, and you'll see, straight away see, she's not pure anymore. she's already slept with a man.
What in Tombi, Eazitin, Tombiona, I should call a lazing away a combiscuti or so mamma.
Now, a pure young girl won't get dressed in such a way that she's now an old woman or a married woman. She doesn't get dressed like that.
This second look at the Upaula Sinchanga was the Esak is second.
Paul didn't change the foundation and start creating his own foundation. He's on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we too need to build on that foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ. It would be terrible if we would claim to be on the foundation of Jesus Christ, where in fact we are busy breaking down that work. There where you work, there where you're at school, there where you go, do you demonstrate, do you show forth that you are on the right foundation?
Verse 11, lithi ngokuba akakho obeka esinyi sekelo kuphela leso esibekileyo esingu Jesu Christ.
Verse 11, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Stambe namanje usoqalile ukuphuma endleleni kaNkulunkulu kodwa ubuthi usekusekeleni kuyisona sona.
Maybe you've already started deviating from God's foundation, whereas you claim to still be on the right foundation.
Abazalwane sebekubonile nasemndenini sebekubonile ukuthi hayi awusekho esekeleni kuyisona sona.
And the brethren and your family have started noticing you no longer 100% on the foundation. Your behavior, your conduct, your speech, it's showing that you are no longer on that foundation.
Verse 12, litigepa uma umuntu akha phezu kwesekelo.
And then verse 12, now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. And it says, each one should be careful how they build. Through your life, through your speech, you can destroy this foundation which is Jesus Christ. And we have been given that foundation of Jesus Christ, brethren, on which we should build. Women should respect their husbands.
Baba Tobel.
They should submit to them.
Aba ingane bayahlonipha.
Children should honor their parents.
Isekelo kuyisona sona leso.
That is the true foundation.
Kodwa mase bephumile isekelo nokuyisona sona, noma umuntu angamkhulumisa noma ngayiphi indlela, uzombona ukuthi lo muntu kudlukile ngasekho esekelweni isona sona.
And once a person goes astray from that foundation, you can come and speak to that person till you blue in your face and you won't get through to them. They've moved off the foundation. Now maybe right now you've already noticed where you are on concerning this foundation. Whether you have destroyed it or whether you're building on the true foundation. Brethren, we cannot go and create our own religion. We can't go and create our own lifestyle. We've got to be found building on the foundation which is Jesus Christ. Paul found this foundation which is Jesus Christ, and he built upon it. And so each of us should be careful how we build on this foundation. And the people amongst whom I live, and my family members, do they see in my life that I've built on the true foundation? And if it's not evident at the moment, the future will reveal whether you've built on the true foundation or not. And it's only the grace of God that will assist us to be on the true foundation. And because Paul says, according to the grace of God given to me, that is how he did what he did. And if you read in Matthew 1 verse 21, it says, and you will give birth to a son, and you shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin.
Mind you, now uJesu ngenkathi njoba njile thandaza omnyebeka la ukuthi uJesu wasithumela indodana ngayo ukuthi sikwazi ukusindiswa. Ngabe thina sisindisiwe ngoba uJesu wazalelwa ikhona ukuthi thina sisindiswe ezonweni zethu.
Now, as one person prayed here and thanked God for sending his son that he would save us, ask yourself the question, have you allowed the Lord Jesus to save you from your sin? Now, brethren, it really confuses me. What kind of a gospel have you gotten hold of if it's a gospel that doesn't save you from your
sin?
You say you're a believer, you're a Christian, but you haven't been saved from this, and you haven't been saved from that. How
and
it also confuses me. Who is this Jesus that you say you've received in your life, and yet you haven't been saved? You haven't been delivered from this or that in your life. Today, person says, oh, today I looked at a cell phone. And then I looked at my phone. And then there was a chain of events that followed. This happened, and that happened, and that happened.
How? Namhlanje futhi kwenze ukuthi nokuthi.
Oh, today again, this happened, and that happened.
UJesu beselaphi lapho.
Now, ask yourself, where was Jesus when that happened? If you continue and you persist in your sin and you go back to it again and again and again, tell me, where is Jesus in all of
that?
Ask yourself, is that the true foundation that you are building on that has got this seal on it that the Lord knows those who are his and they depart from iniquity? If your mind is putrid and it's rotten and defiled and there are all sorts of imaginations and things that you see that run around in your mind, tell me, where is Jesus in all of that? Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not have died. Speaking about Lazarus. She said, Lord, if only you had been here, then my brother would not have died.
Manje naweke, lesi sono senzayo, uJesu sukelaphi?
Now ask yourself, when you commit that sin, where is Jesus?
Asikhulume iqiniso nje bazalwane bantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi ngempela mawenzi intisono uqhubeka nesono, uJesu suke khona njalo.
Now let's just speak the truth for a moment, brethren. If you are busy with sin, and you're committing a sin, Is Jesus there?
Ukuleso sisekelo senkosi ethu Jesu Kristu.
Are you building on the foundation which is Jesus Christ?
Uso kwakha njalo phezulu kwesisekelo njengoba Paul ethi makube lo waqaphela ukuthi wakha kanjani lesisekelo.
Are you on that true foundation of which Paul says each one building on it must be careful how they build?
Ha bazalwane singazadlali ngokholo.
Brethren, let us not play around with Christianity.
Asingabi ingane ekholweni.
Let's not be childish in our faith. Let us it become evident that we live holy lives. I remember when I was at the age of
15.
He said, when they send you to the shop to go and get bread, don't get there and also put some sweets into your pocket.
What you are born and gentleman, you put it on my orange. Mount Bonali Pantung and Tat, Noba Mount Tat, but to lick him till.
And he also said, you see, my brother, he's got an orange tree there that's full of oranges. Don't go there and pick one up from the ground that has fallen down and eat it, because people who pass by will say that you picked it from the tree. And I said, thank you very much. Now, what would children today say? They would say, what do you think? Do you think I'm not a Christian? I'm a Christian. I've received Jesus.
Timothy walalela mtshela uPaul ethi pasophe inkanuko zobusha, uyisibheke inkanuko zobusha, ungasheshi futhi umuntu umbeke izandla.
And Timothy listened and paid heed to what the apostle Paul told him when he said, flee youthful lust, and also don't be in haste or in a hurry to lay hands upon somebody. One day, we were at a certain farm. There were two of us. And the white person called us and said, you can sit here. And
he
brought them two tins of groovy.
And
he said, when you open the can, this is how you open it. And said, let me show you. Before we had even opened it, he said, now let me show you how you open it. So he opened it for the one cracker and also for the other one, and we said, thank you. But what would you have done? You would say, Kosana, I know how to open a can of Coke. Don't think you can tell me anything.
But God's
word says, be quick to hear and listen and be slow to speak.
Awu, uNkulunkulu wasiza sabonga. Kodwa uma kuwena ingane enza namhlanje, hayo vele nje hey. Awucabanga ukuthi asithenge ikhofu uthini? Sayiphuza thini ikhofu? Siyangena eitolo sithenge ikhofu, wayizodumala.
And so today's young people, they're quick to respond and answer. I would have said, oh, you know what? Do you think we don't know anything? We also go into the shop and we buy cans of Coke. We know how to do it.
Namhlanje sengingenele ngisho abantu abadala, ubona umuntu esevele kuphendula nje kuphendula ubona hawu akakasizakali lo muntu.
And today you even find older people, mature people, they just quickly answer and respond. You say, oh, that person hasn't got converted yet. And this word says God's foundation is a sure foundation. With this seal, he knows those who are his. And we see the way we see things, but God knows the truth. And he says, those belong to me, for they have departed from iniquity. So if you want God to know you as belonging to him, and the brethren to know you as belonging to Christ, then depart from iniquity.
Now,
If you want your neighbors, if you want the people whom you live with, your family members, everyone to know where you stand, depart from iniquity.
Amahubo 24 lithi umhlaba ungokwa Jehova nokugcwala kwawo.
Psalm 24, the earth and all that is in it belongs to the Lord.
Abantu bayabulalana namhlanje insuku ngeintsuku yabulalwana sebekhohlika ukuthi lo mhlaba ungokwa Jehova.
Today you find there's bloodshed, there's murder, there's killing all over. People have forgotten that this earth belongs to God. Some don't use physical weapons like guns and daggers and knives, but they use their tongues as a sword, and they say, oh, I wish that person would die. You've received the Lord Jesus. You're a child of God. Now examine to see how have you built upon this foundation, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that foundation has been laid. It's clear. It's there. You only need to build upon it, and that it will be seen that you've departed from iniquity, that God's name may be glorified.
I think all of us has understood. In the beginning, we said, children, honor and respect your parents.
Nazini abazalbeni.
You build on that foundation.
Nakani guleso segelo.
Your life, God can use and will bless.
Uma usiphila kanjalo, uNkulunkulu uzokwazi ukukusebenzisa akubusise.
But on the other side.
Kodwa ngolunye uhlangothi.
Parents.
Bazali.
How do you treat your children?
Nibakhulisa kanjani abantwana benu?
How do you care for your children? Yes, the one side, the children, but on the other side, the parents.
Yebo, ngolunye uhlangothi sibhekisa kubantwana, kodwa ngolunye uhlangothi sibhekisa futhi kubazali.
You know, one day when it was my father's 80th birthday.
Ngolunye usuku lapho kusuku lokuzalwa kwababa ezozala ibirthday ka 80.
Uncle Heino Stegen was there.
Why corner ubaba
wasemthunzi? And we haven't forgotten what you said.
Angizange khohle lokho akusho.
And those that were with us.
Nalabo kathi bekanye
nathi. Listen. It says, show me one family where the parents are strict and there's order, ordnung. Show me. And I'll tell you that the children will walk a straight path.
Wathi ngikhombiseni nje umndeni lapho abazali beqinisa futhi kube khona izinto zihamba ngendlela ngizokukhombisa futhi nabantwana babo ukuthi bahambe indlela eqondile.
But
kodwa
are you parents setting example to your children?
Nina bazali ngiyabavezela yini isibonelo abantwana benu?
Fathers, the way you talk to your daughters, is it pure? What's your motive?
Indlela okukhulumisa ngayo amadodakazi akho kuyindlela yini ehlanzekile, kuyindlela yini emsulwa na?
I could carry on.
Bengaqhubeka.
But test yourself, parents.
Zivivinye bazali.
How do you treat your children?
Abantwana bakho ubaphatha kanjani?
I don't say you must always do everything from no.
See to that
spiritually that they get helped and walk the right way.
Because
you can see a child very quickly.
And you
know, it quickly can be seen. They're not building on the right foundation. They're not distancing themselves or fleeing from lust.
ngokusheshwa Paul ukuthi bona abasabalekeli izinkanuko zobush.
Do you care for your children?
Abantwana bakho uyabanakekela na?
I mean spiritually.
Kisho ngokomoya.
You just leave your children to somebody else. You don't know what that person does with your child. You don't. Are you sure? Are you 100% sure everything is pure?
Mhlawumbe umntwana wakho vele umshiyele ezandleni zomunye umuntu. Awazi ukuthi bona babaphatha kanjani. Unesiqiniseko sokuthi konke kuhamba ngendlela eyona yona.
Do you know? You know what happens there behind closed doors? Have you got an eye? You only wake up when it's a mess.
Uyazi yini ukuthi kwenzekani kuleya muzi emva kwezicapho ezivalekile emfihlakalweni mhlawumbe uyaphaphama nje mase konakele.
But if you build on the right foundation, parents.
Kodwa bazali uma nakhe esisekelweni esisona
sona. Jesus Christ.
Esingu Jesu Christ.
You'll find undeserving grace when you find your children building on the same foundation.
Uzothola umusa ongawufanele. Uthola ukuthi abantwana bakho nabo bakhele kuleso sekelo.
Often, maybe you think, but often I feel sorry for children. I do.
But
often, they're the result of the way they were brought up.
Ngithi mhlawumbe uthi hayi abantwana ngiyabazwela kakhulu kunjalo ngiyabazwela ngendlela abakhuliswa ngayo.
I'd like to end with the story.
Ngithanda ukugcina ngale ndaba.
Which you know very well.
Eniyaziyo kahle.
There's one day a man decided a certain worker is going to go and steal a cow.
Ukhona omunye ngalinye ilanga indoda le yacabanga yanquma ukuthi hayi sengizohamba ngitshontsha inkomo.
Husband, the way you treat your wife and are with your wife, no wonder maybe your children end up where they are.
Baba, ngendlela wena ophatha ngayo inkosikazi yakho akumangalisi ukuthi abantwana bakho bagcina ngendlela abayiyona.
What's hidden will be shouted from the rooftops. Remember that. You have to walk so carefully.
Okunyenyezwayo emakamelweni kuzoshoutwa phezu kwezindlu phezu ko roof. Qaphela ngendlela ophila ngayo.
Bring up your children in the fear of God, and that's a balanced life. It's a balanced life. One side firm man, on the other side encouraging the children.
Kulisa abantwana bakho abantwana benu ekumasabeni uNkulunkulu. Lokho kuchaza impilo ebalansile. Ngolunye uhlangothi impilo engcwele, ngolunye uhlangothi futhi ubathande banakekele.
And so this man decided, I'm going to go steal a cow.
Lo muntu wanquma ukuthi hayi namhlanje ngizovuka ngiyontshontsha inkomo.
So he didn't have a rope.
Wayenganayo intambo.
And he looked for a rope.
Why say qalaza ngapha nangapha ayithola indope.
And he found it at work.
Why say ithola lapha emsebenzini?
Hayi ekhaya, cha wayithola emsebenzini. Awathi ana khoke ngasizakala, uNkulunkulu uyangithanda. Ukuthi ngithola indope, aw ulumlulaka umsebenzi wami.
So he said, oh my, God really loves me, you know, I needed a rope. And look how easily I found it here at work.
Aw ebusuku ke. I wire lapha ayazi ukuthi hayi akho umuntu embonayo wahamba uthatha indop wayibopha inkomo wahamba ngayo.
So at night he went, so nobody saw him. He went and he tied up the car and he took it home.
Indaba ende bemfushane lunye usuke uNkulunkulu wakhuluma naye yabona uNkulunkulu yakwazi ukukhuluma wena umelana noNkulunkulu uyakwazi uzoqinya ukhayisa uzombona uNkulunkulu ngaleyo ndlela.
And you know, long story short, one day God spoke to him, and God does speak, and God knows how to put you in a corner and to put the squeeze on you that you squeal.
Where's Wagutai? I'm dead to Gugubi. I'm give woman's on Ozam. You're figuring come, I'm a pamguak.
And so he felt convicted. He must depart from iniquity. He must repent from his sin. And here was this image of this cow.
Hey, what? Hey, I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house.
So he decided he's got to go back to that farmer and just make right and confess his sin.
Hey, Waham, what's that in the door?
So he went with the rope and he went there.
Ah, wakhal zeh inyembezi. Umlimi wamthabukela. Yini indoda? Hawa baba. Aw zeh, zeh. Aw.
So he got there and he spoke to the farmer and he broke down in tears before the farmer. And the farmer was amazed. What is this now that's happening?
Odaw baba. Ngiyaxolisa baba. Nansi indopu. Ngayikhipha lapha endaweni ethiza baba.
So he had the rope with him and he said, oh, sir, I just wanted to confess this. I took this rope from a certain place. I should never have done it. Here is the rope.
Ah, umlimi wathinteka. Wathi, hey, unje umuntu mayivuma izono zakhe. Unje. And the wathinteka. Wathi, hawu uNkulunkulu nami ungisize ukuthi ngivume izono zami.
And the farmer felt so sorry for him. He said, no, surely. And he was so touched. He said, hey, I've even got to confess my own sin. He went back home. And the farmer said, may God bless you richly. On the way. So-and-so. Yes, you confess the rope. But what are you saying about that which was tied onto the rope?
You're confessing the rope, bringing that. But what was at the end of that rope?
Yebo, indopi uyayivuma. Kodwa indaba enkulu ukuthi beboshweleni indopi.
Masifuna ukwakha kulesi sekelo kuzodinga ukuthi yonke into nalokho engingakufuni ukuthi baziyo uNkulunkulu uthi ikulethe ekhaneni.
If I want to build on this true foundation, I've got to bring everything to the light, even that which is the most difficult.
And many people struggle. They struggle because they only bring light the rope. But what about the cow? That big boulder in your own eyes. You always blame others. Others are all wrong. You're the only one that's right.
Bayahlupheka abantu ngoba abavezi konke. Bese ke uthi hayi bonke laba abanye bashaya iceleni wena osendleleni.
No, they're treating me bad. You know what? There's sin in your life. That's why you talk like that.
Uthi hayi bangiphatha
kabi. If God works, you start in your own eyes and see what's wrong.
Bangiphatha kabi indaba usola abanye inkinga ikwena lungisa lokho kwena khipha ukongolo semehlweni akho.
Ever did something to you ever which was inappropriate, which was wrong, don't only bring the rope, bring that. And you know, the day you'll bring those things to light, you find your burden from your shoulders falling off.
Uma ngabe kukhona okwenzile ongafanele empilweni yakho.
Hayi kude mhlawumbe ukwenzile wena. Mhlawumbe umunye wakwenza kuwena. Anginjalo. Mdala usukela ingane. Asithume iqiniso. Usukela ingane. Mhlawumbe indaba ilapho. Ilapho awuyilungisa lezo zinto ukuthi okomoya uwazi ukwakha phezu kwesekelo.
So that you will be able to build on the right foundation.
Asithandaze.
Let us pray.
Nkulunkulu siyabonga.
Lord, we thank you.
Siyabonga ukuthi wena uqobo ifoundation isekelo esiqinileyo.
Thank you, Lord, that you yourself, you are the true foundation.
Masiyakha phezu kwaleyo sekelo Nkosi, nathi impilo zethu zizoqina.
And if we, Lord, build upon that foundation, our lives too will become strong.
Sokhula ngomusa wakho Nkosi.
And by your grace, Lord, we will grow.
Noma uSathane asihlasela.
Even though Satan may attack us.
Kodwa leyo nto izodala ukuthi siqina kakhulu.
But that will only cause us to become stronger.
Uthi la uSathane ufuna ukushaya khona Nkosi, leyo nto izosidala ukuthi sikuphilela more.
And there where Satan wants to strike us, that will cause us to live for you only more.
Nkosi Jesu, awusihawukele.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
Hawukela thina bazali nengane zethu.
Have mercy on us parents and our children.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi udabule izulu usebenze phakathi kwethu.
Oh Lord, wouldn't you rend the heavens and come down and work amongst us.
Ukuthi impilo zethu Nkosi njengomndeni sikhule sibe isibonelo.
That our lives, our family lives would be an example.
Nkosi siza nalabo abanqikazayo abasabayo futhi ukuthi iqiniso livele basize Nkosi. Zana mhlambe Nkosi abanye babasukela.
And Lord, help the parents, those who are maybe afraid to bring certain things to the light, or maybe where others have also just accused them wrongly.
But Lord, help them that they bring even the cow to be saved from their sin, which you can only do.
Kodwa Nkosi balekelele ukuthi balethe ngisho naleyo nkomo ukuba basindiswe ngokupheleleyo ngawe ngoba wena kuphela Nkosi ungabasindisa.
Otherwise we won't be able to build on this true foundation.
Ngalekwa lokhu Nkosi ngeke sikwazi kwakhela phezu kwalesi sisekelo okuyisona
sona. Because if the fire comes.
Nalapho kuvela umlilo.
And it is tested.
Nalomsebenzi uvivinywe.
You find it will be burnt.
Kutholakale Nkosi ukunye kushe.
So we pray, Lord Jesus.
Yikho ke sicela Nkosi.
Be a wall around us.
Yiba ludonga olusihaqile.
Like an umbrella cover us.
Njengesambulela Nkosi usivikele.
By your grace.
Ngomusa wakho.
Amen.
Amen.